The La Crosse Franciscan community has historic roots in the mid-19th century in southern Germany. In 1849, a group of 12 Franciscan men and women from Bavaria came to Milwaukee with the intent to form a religious community dedicated to serving the growing German-speaking population in Wisconsin. In 1871, after a series of moves in southeast Wisconsin, the Franciscan community of nearly 100 women settled in La Crosse at the invitation of the Reverend Michael Heiss, the new bishop of La Crosse. This new community of women religious took the name Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration after their round-the-clock prayer tradition. St. Rose Convent was completed in 1871 and became the mother house for the new Franciscan community. During nearly a century and a half of service in La Crosse, the Franciscan Sisters have made a significant contribution to the religious, social, and educational environment of the region. Today, the 8-block Franciscan campus includes the St. Rose Convent, Mayo Franciscan Healthcare System, and Viterbo University. The campus manifests the historic and continuing service mission of the Franciscans and displays a well-preserved architectural legacy of late 19th and early 20th century buildings. Many of these buildings are architecturally and historically significant, and 7 of them have been identified as eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. The continuity of the service mission of the Franciscan community in La Crosse can be traced in the historic architecture of the buildings. The connection to their German cultural tradition is evident in the selection of architects, builders, and artisans. Joseph Leinfelder, a brother of one of the early Franciscan leaders, built the community's mother house in Jefferson, Wisconsin in the 1860s. In the 1870s, he designed many of the Roman Catholic buildings in La Crosse, including the original St. Rose Convent and the first Bishop's House. Eugene Liebert, the architect for the Maria Angelorum Chapel, was also a German immigrant. Trained in the Old World architectural tradition, Liebert was a highly respected Milwaukee architect, responsible for several of that city's landmark buildings. Many of the craftsmen and artists involved in the interior design of the Maria Angelorum Chapel also had European roots. Eugene Liebert, the architect for the Maria Angelorum Chapel, was also a German immigrant. Trained in the Old World architectural tradition, Liebert was a highly respected Milwaukee architect, responsible for several of that city's landmark buildings. Many of the craftsmen and artists involved in the interior design of the Maria Angelorum Chapel also had European roots. Bernard Dockendorf of the architectural firm of Parkinson and Dockendorf was born in La Crosse and apprenticed with European-born local architects Hugo Schick and Otto Stoltz. Dockendorf later received formal training in Darmstadt, Germany. His partnership with Englishman Albert Parkinson lasted from 1906 until the early 1950s. Parkinson and Dockendorf designed many of the finest early 20th century public and commercial buildings in La Crosse. The firm designed 3 of the buildings on this tour, including St. Wenceslaus Church, St. Anne's Maternity Hospital, and a major addition to St. Francis Hospital in the 1930s. The architectural firm of Brielmeier & Sons from Milwaukee designed the Viterbo College building in 1942 and the Fine Arts Center in 1971. Erhard Brielmeier was a German-born architect who established an architectural practice in Milwaukee in the 1870s. Over the next century, he and his sons designed over 1,000 buildings for the Catholic Church across the United States. The historic and contemporary buildings on the Franciscan campus, starting with the rebuilt St. Rose Convent in 1924, all feature a distinctive, fine-textured, dark to reddish-brown brick with contrasting white stone highlights. Exterior ornamentation often features glazed terracotta medallions, another consistent detail of these buildings. Note the similarity of the Franciscan buildings in scale and appearance as you explore this historic neighborhood. Over the decades, the use of many of these buildings has been modified and in some cases completely changed, yet the historic character and consistent exterior appearance remains. The sacred traditions and threefold mission of the Franciscan Sisters in La Crosse continue with the modern use of these heritage buildings.